Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Coach's Corner segment of the Viking Vision Sports Minute. We sat down with the head coach of men's basketball, Steve Cochimilio, to talk about the challenges that lie ahead for DVC as they prepare for Big 8 Conference play to round in the new year. All right, today we're sitting here with men's basketball coach, Steve Cochimilio. Thanks for joining us today for this week's Coach's Corner segment. First question, tell me some things that you've learned about this year's team so far after going 8-7 in the preseason play and winning five of your last six.
You know, Rich, I've learned that we've got a chance to be good in conference. We got off to a slow start. Our guard play was really erratic and I think really kind of careless. So we really worked hard on our guards with, you know, Jalen Hedspeth, Jelani Hardaway, Nate Ellis, and Elijah Juan Gardner. The four of them, in terms of just taking care of the ball, we're really a post. We've got strong post players: Rico Nuno, Damian Banford, Spencer Clark, and Jaquise Caraway are all players that can make plays down the post. So we've almost, you know, really focused our offense of attack to get the ball down on the post, either side, left side, right side, on the block, off the block, about maybe 10 feet off the rim, short baseline area, and then using those guys as facilitators to either make offensive plays themselves or pass out of it. And I think that our team is starting to get that. And because this is the first time in a while we've had, more than one post player that can be effective down there. And I think that it's a team that we've got to get better in the half-court defense. But, you know, we started out 0-2, 1-4 in the first two tournaments. And then at one point when we lost to Santa Monica to start the San Jose tournament, we were 3-6. So we won five of our last six and have a couple of quality wins in there against Ohlone and Lassen, two teams that are, you know, pretty good preseason records. So I'm optimistic that our team is coming together.
You took a couple of very talented, high-ranked teams in Merritt and San Jose City to overtime. And in four of your six losses, first six losses, were decided by 4 points or less. Can you expand a little bit on your late-game offensive philosophies and what's needed in order to get the W at the end of the day?
You know, in those games, the Merritt game, we had 10-point leads in the second half. We were up at Shasta in the semifinal, and we just really didn't handle pressure. Shot selection went out the window. We turned it over under pressure, and I thought that was a lot of the problems that we started the season with. Even our loss to Columbia had an 18-point lead in the second half. So the guards were definitely not understanding the value of possession of the ball, and even shot selection in relationship to time and score. You know, you got a 10-point lead with 4 minutes to go. You don't come down and burp up a quick shot. And I just think it's just taken a lot of repetitive teaching. And so I think that the San Jose game, you know, the San Jose is a talented team. They were deep. We were on the third night in our tournament at Thanksgiving. And I did not expect us to compete at the level we did. I was really happy with our play. A couple of key plays either way, I think we could have won in overtime. That five-second call, we had a five-second call in that game that we came out of a timeout and guys forgot to play. And we would have. It looks like we would have had a guy wide open for a layup on a full-court pass. But, you know, just those little things. And so, really, a team, you know, in some years they have really good guards. We don't have very good post guys. Now this year we've got really good post guys, and I think our guards are adequate enough, and they've just got to, you know, really play to a higher level here once we get into conference. And I think the last 2 weeks of that we did have better guard play, and I think that's why we won five out of six.
Yeah, I know. Watching those Thanksgiving games or whatnot, I know you made it a point of emphasis from the bench that, hey, get it down there, get it to them.
Post them up. Post it.
That's right.
And, you know, Nuno is really good. I mean, Rico is skilled, and Banford's a power player. Mm-hmm. Those guys can make plays. But post guys, they've not only got to create a position and create a passing target,
right,
but they've got to have guards that are willing passers and willing to create different angles off the dribble to get it down in there. Feeding the post is a skill in itself, And I think that we're getting better at it.
You have a little bit of a break in the action before starting conference play January 6th at Cosumnes River. From looking at the standings, it looks as though the Big 8 Conference is pretty evenly matched. Each team has had their ups and downs. There doesn't look to be any pushovers either or cupcakes. Talk about some of the areas of focus that you have for your squad before they start conference play.
You know, we've got to get better defensively. And if we can defend and rebound, you can go through the whole list of things. Well, okay, let's not turn it over. Let's have good shot selection. Let's do a good job stopping dribble penetration. Let's contain rebounders and the whole deal. I mean, like any team sport, possession is important. You take a look, whether it's football or soccer or hockey, you know, you've got two goals. You know, they're unique in that you really have to, I think containment on defense is so important. And you're not just off the dribble, but challenging guys that can shoot, but then keeping guys off the glass. So I think when you look at, you know, our conference, there's some teams that will pressure us. Cosumnes and Sierra will probably, you know, create some defensive pressure, maybe Delta. And that's something that we've had trouble with in the preseason. Our guards are going to have to understand not only how to take care of the ball, but to get us into some pressure release, offensive sets, and just take care of the ball, really.
Are there any conference games in particular that you look forward to the most or circle on the schedule?
Well, we've had a long rivalry with Santa Rosa, because if you go back to 1994, Santa Rosa was in the Bay Valley and we were in the Bay Valley.
Right.
Okay, the Bay Valley was actually a 16-team basketball conference that was split up into two groups of eight. And on the side that we were on, you had Alameda and Merritt, you had Marin and Contra Costa, Mendocino, you had Los Medanos and Contra Costa and Santa Rosa. Well, the other six that were in that league are all back in what now the Bay Valley, kind of kicked all those teams out. And then so Santa Rosa and DVC have had league rivalries since 1994. And even before that, when I first got here in 1990, we would play Santa Rosa. So I think that Santa Rosa is probably the most ingrained rival that DVC has. And if you look, they've won the last three conference championships. Okay, before that, we had won one conference championship in 2010 and 11, but at the start of the Big 8, we won the first three conference championships in 2006, 2007, and 2008. So this conference has been in existence now for about 10 years, and Santa Rosa and DVC have won, I believe, seven or eight of the conference championships. Yeah.
So it goes back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay, last question comes from women's basketball coach Armando Vaughn. He says, he wants me to ask you, you know, how does it feel to be the second best team here at campus, Diablo Valley?
He's talking about basketball.
Yes.
I presume basketball, because I think the aquatics program is up there at the top.
That's right, that's right.
Well, you know, Coach Vaughn has done a really good job, and I notice he gets pretty excited when they win these 18 tournaments at Contra Costa and Solano and stuff, but as soon as, you know, I think that I'd win a conference championship before I started popping off. I think that he's done a great job, and there is the possibility that his program may have gotten more wins than us last year. And so I can't, you know, really, let's just see how this thing works out. But the only thing I would say to Coach is make a trip to the Final Eight with your team instead of going down there by yourself before you start popping off.
And that'll do it for this week's edition of the Viking Vision Sports Minute. Vikings fans, stay on the lookout for the launch of our new athletics website, courtesy of Alexis Quinn and Presto Sports. The big news should come within the next couple of weeks. Until then, stay updated with DVC Athletics by searching us on Facebook or on Twitter at @DVC_athletics. That's at @DVC_athletics. Thank you for joining me this week. This is Rich Hamilton, signing off.